Letters to Daniel, Volume 9, Letter 782, The Swords That Cannot Be Broken. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2019, in the fourth month, on the 24th day of the fourth month.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to
Dear Jesus, Tuesday, the 24th of April 2019, 6:30 a.m. The Lord Holy Spirit recently revealed an assault from HR against the Divine Council Forum of which I am a member. Specifically, it is an assault coming from two houses, the House of Witchcraft and the House of Deception. Please permit me to quote from an email I sent to another brother concerning this matter. April 23, 2019, 2 p.m. Hi, CB50. Please remember, CB62 and the Divine Council Forum in prayer. There are some stealthy satanic agents at work against CB62 and the DCF at this time. They are not strong, but they are crafty, coming from the House of Deception. In many ways this makes them more dangerous, since they can sneak into conversations and introduce unbelief, masquerading as doubt. Doubt is like gravity. It's always there, and easy to overcome. Unbelief is a poison. Some have come against me as well, but I think I have better protections. I am praying to blessings. J9. End of email. The influence of the House of Witchcraft was revealed through another exchange I had with someone else, who was questioning my close association with your angels. After thinking about this with the Lord Holy Spirit, he led me to understand that he wants to destroy these works of Satan by praying to our Father for Aptos, absolute victory through overwhelming superiority. Your name is Jesus. Here therefore is the prayer of the Lord Holy Spirit for the redeemed and faithful soldiers in his care, providing us with his swords, which cannot be broken. He is our rock and shield. Dear Father in heaven, please consider this, our prayer to overthrow and destroy the works of the devil against the Divine Council Forum. For it is written that the book of John, chapter 10, verse 35 c, the scripture cannot be broken. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The book of Psalms, chapter 18, verses 29 through 32, for by you I can run against a troop, by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, the word of the Lord is proven, he is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God, except the Lord? And who is a rock, except our God? It is God who arms me with strength, and makes my way perfect. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal Peor. But if you held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verse 5. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that you may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Book of 1 Chronicles, Chapter 15, Verse 15. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders, by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 15, Verses 15 through 16. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 8, Verses 1 through 25. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we would receive the gift of the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. So we urge Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice, it is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased, and you burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent, because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore show to them, and before the churches, the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 9, Verses 1 through 15. Now concerning the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready, Lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time, and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower, and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while, through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 10, Verses 1 through 18. Now I, Paul, myself am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beg you that when I am present I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed, lest I seem to terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. For we are not overextending ourselves, as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labors, but having hope, that as our faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.
If you believe, to die, too late to regret. We want to live, but we're not out of here yet.